One of the most impressive things about the World Youth Day in Madrid was the spirit of partnership or communion that was evident in so many different ways. From the point of view of the 50th International Eucharistic Congress, we experienced this through the very practical support of Elation Music Ministry from the west of Ireland, who not only invited us to present the Congress at the introduction of their concert for thousands of young people, but who also came to our stand on Friday afternoon and put on an impromptu concert there, gathering large numbers of young people and youth leaders, which gave us the opportunity once again to present the Congress and to invite people to come to Dublin, where hopefully they will experience once again the music of Elation and perhaps many other similar groups at the youth space. Apart from our own particular experience, it was evident within the city of Madrid itself that the spirit of the World Youth Day was taken on board. There was no indication of rip-off by hotels or taxis. Restaurants were offering young people three-course meals of good quality for as little as €9 per head. And there was a general atmosphere of welcome on the part of the citizens of Madrid, who went out of their way to help young people and older people like myself to find their way when we were lost, and who passed us in the street with greetings of welcome. We hope that when the 50th International Eucharistic Congress comes to Dublin in June 2012, we will experience something of that same spirit of communion, so that those who come to the Congress from overseas will experience a genuine Irish welcome, and that those who live in Ireland will be touched by something of the faith and the enthusiasm of those who come as pilgrims for the Congress. In that situation, it will be win-win. There will be no losers. We will, please God, in June 2012, celebrate communion with Christ and with one another. This is Father Kevin Doran in Madrid.